In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the third Sunday of the Holy Pentecost, or the Holy Days after the Resurrection. And as we know, as we hear just now, the gospel of today is the gospel from chapter 4, from the gospel of St. John, about the Samaritan woman. I would like to say to you that we read this chapter 3 times a year. We read this chapter in the fourth Sunday in the Great Lent. الحد الرابع من الصوم الكبير. We read this chapter, and in this Great Lent we offer this chapter as a very good example of repentance. A very good example of repentance. Because as you all know, this Samaritan woman was a sinner woman. She lived a sinful life. But after she met our Lord Jesus Christ, this meeting was a turning point in her life. She did not convert it only into repentance, but also to be a saint in the church. And I can say, not only converted to repentance, not only to be a saint, but also to be a preacher, because she went and preached to the old country and said to them, come and see a man said to me all what I have done. So it is very good example of life of repentance. And also we read it today, in the third day of Pentecost. Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ spoke here about the living water. The living water. المسيح اتكلم عن الماء الحي. And in the days of resurrection, or after resurrection, between resurrection and ascension, we live a very joyful life. Very, very joyful sensation by the new life our Lord Jesus Christ granted to the church. So, yesterday, the gospel was for about the living bread, and today, the living water. The living water. We're also speaking about the life, the eternal life. And the third occasion, this chapter is read during the year, in the day of Pentecost, Yom al-Khamsin, during the prayer of kneeling or the prayer of worshiping, Salat al-Sajda, this chapter is also read because there are two reasons. The day of Pentecost is the day of the coming of the Holy Spirit. The coming of the Holy Spirit. And also, in this chapter, our Lord Jesus Christ spoke about those who are worshiping God. They worship God in spirit and truth. They worship God in spirit and truth. الساجدين لله يسجدون بالروح وبالحق. These are the three occasions or the three times this chapter is read. In the fourth Sunday of the Great Lent, in the third Sunday after resurrection, and also on the Sunday of Pentecost in the evening during the kneeling prayer. Actually, as I told you, we read it today because our Lord Jesus Christ spoke here about living water. about living water. He said to this woman, when she said to him, "You have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get the living water?" And he started to speak to her about the water which he will give and the water which she seeks. She seeks water which all those who drink from will thirst again. But he will give water, as he said, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst." Will never thirst. First of all, I can say that, and it is amazing, in this chapter, we can see the shadow of cross. We can see the shadow of cross. How? It is a story of a sinful woman who came to draw water from the well. And she met our Lord Jesus Christ, and they started to speak to her about the living water. Where is the shadow of cross? We can see the shadow of cross here from the exact time our Lord Jesus Christ met this woman. It was at the 6th hour. At the 6th hour, I mean in the midday. And as you all know, our Lord Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross at the 6th hour. This is one point. The other point, in both situations, our Lord Jesus Christ was thirsty. He said to this woman, "Give me a drink." And while he was hanging on the cross, he said to them, "I thirst, anatshan." And in both situations, actually, his disciples were not with him. On the cross, all the disciples escaped and left him alone. And here, his disciples were not with him. Can you see with me that the shadow of cross, we can feel, we can see the shadow of cross. But what is the resemblance in both situations? That I can say to you, I can see the shadow of cross from this meeting. The love, the great love in the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ is the same, was the main cause by which he came to meet this woman. And he was thirsty for her salvation. He was thirsty for her repentance. And the same love in our Lord Jesus Christ, this same love is the main cause or the only cause who make our Lord Jesus Christ to incarnate and descend and to be lifted on the cross for the love filled his heart and for the joy set forth before him. He endured the cross, despising the shame. من أجل السرور الموضوع أمامه احتمل الصليب مستهينا بالخزي. So my beloved, I can see the shadow of cross. Because we cannot separate resurrection from the cross or cross from the resurrection. Both of them are the cause of our joy, of our salvation. And this woman, when she came to the well in order to draw water, actually, I can say also, she resembles or she represents. She represents the humanity in its sin. تمثل بشرية خاطئة. And this humanity needs to be baptized, needs to be renewed. That's why not only I can see the shadow of cross, but I can see the shadow of baptism. This woman came to the well to draw water, and this well may refer to the baptism. And the humanity, as if it has a legal husband, that is the Satan. زي ما يكون البشرية ليها زوج غير شرعي اللي هو الشيطان. As this woman who had five husbands and now she is living with a legal husband. And that's why before baptism, anyone to be baptized has to renounce Satan. And the humanity also coming to our Lord Jesus Christ has to renounce Satan. And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ asked her to bring her husband. And she, this Samaritan woman, said to him, I have no husband. And this is, I can see that it as if she is renouncing Satan. As if the humanity is renouncing Satan. I have no husband. Because this woman actually lived with five husbands. And now the sixth one was illegal. Neither the first, nor the second, nor the third, or fourth, fifth, sixth, made her to feel comfort. Only the seventh one, only the true bridegroom, العريس الحقيقي, نمرة سبعة بقى, عاشت مع ستة, مرروا حياتها ومرروا عشتها, ودلوقتي جه العريس الحقيقي. The true bridegroom, number seven, who represent perfection and who will attract and call her, invite her for eternal covenant, eternal marriage covenant, عهد زيجة أبدي between our Lord Jesus Christ and the sinful humanity. So, before going through the events, and I know that all of you know the story and know this conversation, amazing conversation between our Lord Jesus Christ and this Samaritan woman, and how he can lead her to life of repentance. And it was a turning point. And actually, I can say to you that so many persons, when they met our Lord Jesus Christ, this meeting actually was a turning point in their life. This meeting was a turning point in the life of this Samaritan woman. And the meeting of our Lord Jesus Christ with Saul of Tarsus was a turning point in his life to convert him from persecutor to the church to one of the greatest preachers and defending for the church. Very, very strong defender for the church. And from the history of the church, we can say also Saint Augustine, when he met our Lord Jesus Christ, it was a turning point in his life. And he said to the woman, came to him as usual, as she used to do, and he said to her, Augustine, you know, died. This is a turning point. My beloved, our Lord Jesus Christ spoke here about the living water. What is the living water? It is God himself. Actually, I can say to you that the living water is God himself. You can say he is God the Father. You can say he is God the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. You can say he is God the Holy Spirit. Yes. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, God speaks about himself as a fountain of living water. Armiya 2 يقول كده, تركوني أنا ينبوع الماء الحي وحفروا لأنفسهم أبار مشققة لا تضبط ماء. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. This our God who said this in Jeremiah chapter 2. And in Jeremiah chapter 17, he says the same words. Because they forsaken, or they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living water. So the living water is nothing but God. God himself, who can fill you, who can support you, who can convert your life from a sinful life to a holy life, from life of bondage to life of freedom. He is the only one who is able to liberate and deliver you from the bondage of lusts of flesh. And also we can say that the fountain or the living water is our Lord Jesus Christ himself. In the book of Revelation, Sifr al-Ru'ya, Sahah 21 and 22, يقول كده هوت, أنا هو الألف والياء, البداية والنهاية. لما تسمعوها ديت سفر الرؤيا بتبقى عن المسيح. أنا أعطي العطشان من ينبوع ماء الحياة مجانا. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts. المسيح يدي العطشان. لو عطشان تعالى للمسيح. لو رئك نشف من الدنيا اللي ما بترويش والخطية اللي ما بترويش والخطية اللي بتزل وبتجرح وبتعري, تعالى المسيح يسترك, يغطيك, يشبعك, يرويك, not only to be filled but also to flood, flow, rivers of water, rivers of living water come from your hearts. And also in the book of Revelation, whoever desires, let him take the waters of life freely, freely. This is about the living water, referring to God the Father, referring to God the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, but also
The living water refers to our to the Holy Spirit. Yes. That's why we read this chapter in the day of the Holy Spirit, in the day of Pentecost. On the Sunday of Pentecost, when we pray the prayer of kneeling, the prayer of worshiping. Because our Lord Jesus Christ speak here and said that the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. في إصحاح 7 من إنجيل يعلمنا يوحنا آية 37 كان في احتفال بعيد المظال لو فيست اوف تابرناكلز ويقول كده في اليوم الأخير العظيم من العيد وقف يسوع وقال إن عطش أحد فليقبل إلي وإيه ويشرب يشرب إيه يا ربي قال من آمن بي كما قال الكتاب تجري من بطنه ها؟ أنهار 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 ماء حي ويعلق الكتاب يقول قال هذا عن الروح القدس الذي كان المزمعون المؤمنون به مزمعون أن يقبلوه ليه؟ يقول لأن الروح القدس لم يكن قد حل بعد لأن يسوع لم يكن قد مجد بعد On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out saying, في اليوم الأخير العظيم من العيد وقف يسوع وقال If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Who believes? He who believes in me, as the scriptures has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Can you see? Out of his heart, out of his heart will flow rivers, rivers of living water. But he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. Why? For the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. عشان كده هتلاحظوا التعبير العجيب عن حلول الروح القدس يقول عليه حاجة عجيبة قوي لأنه بيعبر عنه أنه هو الماء الحي يقول يكون في ذلك اليوم أني ها حد حافظ أني برافو أسكب أسكب I will pour on this day I will pour out my spirit as if the Holy Spirit is water to be poured this is the expressions which the Bible used to refer to the Holy Spirit. Now, what the Holy Spirit give you? What is the living water for you? إيه بقى الماء الحي دوت عشان نختم الكلام وما نطورش عن كده؟ يا ترى الماء الحي دوت هل يا ترى يا رب هو فيض الحب اللي يملأ القلب؟ هل الروح القدس يفيض حب ويملاك حب ويشبعك حب ويغرقك حب ويملى حياتك بالحب ويبقى هو ده الماء الحي ممكن 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 زي ما عروس النشيد بتعبر وتقول اني مريضة ايه حبا وزي ما قالت انا لحبيبي وحبيبي لي ممكن الماء الحي دوت يبقى هو حياة الفرح رغم الضيقات لأن الروح القدس من ثماره أنه يدي فرح يخليك فرحان والفرح دوت مش يملى قلبك يفيض من قلبك ويفرح اللي حواليك ممكن الماء الحي ده يبقى نبع قداسة موجود جواك A fountain of holiness in your heart And you feel that you have been sanctified. You are full of holiness. وتبقى مليان قداسة. وتبقى مليان حب. وتبقى مليان فرح. اوعوا تفتكروا ان احنا بنتكلم كلام نظري، اوعوا تفتكروا انها محاضره عن الروح القدس وعن الينبوع الماء الحي. No, you have to experience this, you have to taste. لازم تدوق الماء الحي. Our Lord Jesus Christ came to give you this living water, and any other water will not fill you, will not satisfy you. كل من يشرب من هذا الماء يحصل له ايه؟ يعطش. ماء الخطية يعطش، ماء الشهوة يعطش، ماء حب المراكز يعطش. مهما الواحد جري وراء المراكز هيحب من مركز لمركز مش هيشبع، مهما عايز فلوس مش هيشبع، لأن كل من يشرب من هذا الماء يعطش. If you want to be filled, if you want to never thirst, come to our Lord Jesus Christ, the fountain of life, the fountain of the living water, and he will give you this living water. He will give you this living water. كفايانا تعب وكفايانا مرار ورا الخطية اللي ما بتعملش حاجة غير إنها تجرح وتعري. المسيح النهاردة بيتكلم الست دي، لا جرحها ولا عراها ولا خدش حتى حياءها، بطريقة لطيفة جدا جدا حط خطيتها قدامها بينما كان يمتدحها. While he was praising her, for she told the truth, he put her sin before her. How kind was our Lord Jesus Christ? How gentle. قد إيه كان رقيق وحنين. هو ده الوحيد اللي ممكن تجيله يطبطب عليك، يشبعك، يفرحك، يشيل كل قباحات النفس، يضمد كل الجراحات بتاعت الخطية، يديك حياة جديدة ويديك ماء الحياة وتشبع وتفرح. وقالوا زمان واحد كده شبه على موضوع ان كل من يشرب من هذا الماء يعطش، قال كده ان لو جبت مثلث، طبعا بتوع الهندسة يعرفوا الحكاية دي، لو جبت مثلث وحطيت فيه دايرة أو كورة، عمر الكورة ما هتملى المثلث، دايما هيبقى فيه فراغ من الثلاث زوايا، من الزاوية دي ومن الزاوية دي ومن الزاوية دي. وده معناه إيه؟ معناه إن قلب الإنسان المثلث حتى لو حطيت فيه الكورة الأرضية كلها مش هيشبع، مش هيتملي، مش هيقول كفاية. لكن لو جيت المثلث ده حطيت عليه مثلث زيه أو أكبر منه هيملاه ويغطيه. طب وده معنى إيه؟ يعني قلب الإنسان المثلث الشكل لا يشبع إلا بالإله المثلث الإيه؟ الأقانيم. فاهمين؟ قلب الإنسان المثلث، هما طبعا في الطب عارفين إن القلب تريانجل إن شيب زي المثلث كده، فيقول لك قلب الإنسان المثلث ما يشبعوش حتى لو حطيت فيه الكرة الأرضية كلها، لكن يشبع ويتملي لو حطيت له الثالوث القدوس أو الله المثلث الإيه؟ الله المثلث الأقانيم. ربنا يشبع حياتنا ويدينا إن إحنا نشبع بيه ونفرح بيه ونتملي بيه. بس بصراحة ما أقدرش أسيب موضوع الروح القدس إنه هو the fountain of living water and يعني our Lord Jesus Christ granted us the Holy Spirit to fill our life with joy and holiness and so and so and so. ما أقدرش أسيب الموضوع دوت من غير ما أقول إن الروح القدس كمان هو سند الكنيسة، هو العمود اللي الكنيسة مسنودة عليه، هو اللي المسيح بعته لنا علشان يسندنا في اضطهادات الكنيسة ومعاناة الكنيسة وأتعاب الكنيسة. He is the defender. He is the defender lawyer. He is the defender who supports the church of God. And our Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, when they bring you before the synagogue, before the authority, don't be worried for how or what to say or to answer. Why, our Lord Jesus Christ? Why not to be worried how and what to answer and what to say? Because the Holy Spirit will teach you in this hour what you ought to say. اوعوا, ده المسيح بيقول, لما تقفوا قدام المحاكم والرؤساء والمجامع, اوعوا تخافوا ولا تهتموا ولا تضعوا في أذهانكم بما تحتجون أو بما تجاوبون. ليه؟ لأن الروح القدس يعلمكم في تلك الساعة ما يجب أن تقولوه. إذن الروح القدس مش بس بيشبعنا, الروح القدس مش بس بيسندنا, ده الروح القدس يدافع عن الكنيسة. The Holy Spirit is our defender against those who persecute the church. And he is able to humiliate them and strip their vanity and disperse their counsels. For all those who are the enemy of the church. أعداء كنيستك يا رب, مثل كل زمان والآن أذلهم, حل إيه؟ تعظمهم, عرفهم ضعفهم سريعا, ابطل سعايتهم ومشورتهم ونميمتهم وجنونهم التي يصنعونها إيه؟ فينا. يا رب اجعلهم كلهم كلا شيء, وبدد إيه؟ مشورتهم, disperse their counsel. يا الله الذي بدد مشورات ايه أخيتوفل, ده عزائنا ورجائنا في الروح القدس. عشان كده we are not afraid, we are not worried. سمعت امبارح ناس كتير قوي في الاذاعات وهم ناس عاديين خالص, ما هماش قاده كنيسه ولا حاجه, ناس من عامه الشعب, يقولوا مرحب بعصر الاستشهاد. Welcome for all of us to be slaughtered for our Lord Jesus Christ, because he himself came to the slaughter as a lamb, even to the cross. هو نفسه أتى وذبح كحمل, أتيت إلى الذبح مثل حمل حتى إلى الإيه؟ إلى الصليب. عشان كده أحبائي نصلي ونتملي بالروح ونتعزى بالروح ونتقوى بالروح. هو اللي يشبعنا, هو اللي يقوينا, هو اللي يعضدنا, هو اللي يسندنا, هو اللي يدافع عنا. لإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد. آمين.